Thank you. Alla creazione mundi, quando in principio Deus creare genum et terram, quinque milia centum nonagintum nonus, a diluvio autem duo milia novem centeni quinquaginta septimus, a nativita tate Abrahai duo milia quintus decimus, a Moise et egressu populi Israel de Egypto, quindecim centeni decimus, ab unctione David in regium milicuginta secundus, ebdomada sexaginta quintus juxta Danielis prophetiam, olympiade centum nonaginta quartus, ab ube Roma condita septagenti quinquaginta secundus, anno imperii Octaviani Augusti quadraginta secundus, toto orbe in pace composito. Sexta mundi aetati Iesus Christus. Aeternis Deus aeternique, Patris Filius, mundum volens advento suo piesimo consecrare. De Spiritu Sancto conceptus, novemque post conceptiones, de cursus mensibus, in Bethlehem Judae nascitur, ex Maria Virgine factus homo. Nativitas Domini Nostri Jesu Christi secundum carnem.
In the 5,199th year since the creation of the world, when in the beginning God made heaven and earth, the 2,957th year since the flood, the 2,015th year since the birth of Abraham, the 1,510th year since Moses and the going forth of the people of Israel from Egypt, the 1,032nd year since David's royal anointing, in the 65th week, according to the prophecy of Daniel, in the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the rule of Octavian Augustus, all the earth being at peace, in the 6th age of the world, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by His most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit and 9 months having passed since His conception, was born in Bethlehem of Judah, made man of the Virgin Mary. This is the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh. all of us now. It's our turn. The opening hymn is 83 in the blue hymnals. Please stand. Thank you. celebration of the Holy Eucharist this Christmas night begins on page 355 of the Red Prayer Books. Page 355, as we remain standing for the next 6 hours. The top of the page. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open this night. All desires known. From you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts now by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you now. Thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray together the collect for Christmas Day on the inside of a Christmas program, the contemporary version. O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may
be sure confidence to behold him when he comes to be our judge.
Who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated now, if possible. A reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. There ends the first reading, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And, since I'm on a roll, the psalm for tonight is Psalm 96, found in the middle of the program. I'll read the first half of each verse up to the asterisk. Y'all please read the second half. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord
and bless His name. Declare His glory among the nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. As for all the gods of the nations, they're but idols. Oh, the majesty and magnificence of His presence.
Oh, the power and splendor of His sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due His name.
Bring offerings and come into His courts.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Let the whole earth tremble before Him.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is King. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it.
Let the field rejoice and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord when He comes.
When He comes to judge the earth.
He will judge the world with righteousness.
And the peoples with His truth.
Please remain seated now for the second reading.
A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is He who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 96.
Thank you.
you, Lord Christ.
In those days, the decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken by Quirinius, the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns and were registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He wanted to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and she was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in a band of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region there was shepherds in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. There an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news, great joy, for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David, Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel, the multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. Heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them, the gates gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see the thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that had heard. They had heard and seen.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
Seated now, if possible, Mr. Bill Stevens and his friends.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Tough to have Christine here with me tonight. And we're just going to do a couple of tunes. And first tune we're going to do is, Christmas is a time to celebrate. Secular tunes, Christmas carols, hymns, and everything. It's time for celebration. Now, this tune we're going to do is called A Maiden's Prayer. And this tune was recorded by Fiddler Chubby Wise in the 70s, and it instantly became a hit, and then it went gold. So this is Maiden's Prayer. Thank you. the way I grew up in the villages, you know, we spent the time of celebration. And then after we go to church or service like this, we go dance, and then we do the Red River Jig all the time. So this is part of the way our culture was. It's as still as today.
I looked up a little on the history of Silent Night, and it was written, both the words, which is originally a poem, and written to music by two very common men in Austria in starting in 1816. And Joseph Mohr, that's M-O-H-R, was an assistant pastor in a small church in Austria. And Franz Gruber was the choir master at the same church. And Joseph Mohr was hiking through the Austrian woods to visit some elder man, and I don't remember if it was his grandfather or a mentor, but while he was hiking, he wrote the poem, probably in his head, and then he wrote it down. And then a year later, on Christmas Eve, he took it to the choir master and asked him to put it to guitar music. And there was two theories on that. One is that the organ at the church was broken, and the other one was that Joseph really liked guitar music. Well, the congregation sang, they loved it. And a couple years later, an organ repairman did come to the church, and he took a copy home with him, and it very gradually went all over Europe. It's sung in 200 languages today. It just has such universal appeal. Silent Night, Holy Night.
Thank you.
I've learned over the years, now and then we do weddings around here. And I've learned over the years, weddings aren't the time you do a long sermon. That's not the time to discuss the eschatological significance of the bride's entrance or any of that kind of stuff. You don't do a long sermon at weddings, partly because everybody's standing up through the service, and partly because the sermon is all around you. You can see it, you can feel it, and the excitement and the joy and the nervousness and then the love that fills this place and the couple for the wedding. Tonight is a wedding. Tonight is like that. It's the wedding of heaven and earth, God and humanity. Dance music. God's out in the middle of the floor. And he's saying, won't you come dance? The sermon on Christmas Eve is all of us here. No need to talk a long time about it. You can feel it in here. We've just come through dark December. And again in December, the season of Advent, we call it in the church. Again and again, we sing, come, come thou long expected Jesus. O come, Emmanuel. Because always in our lives, we're calling out, come, come, come. Come, Holy Child, explain to me what's going on. Come, Holy Child, fix the stuff that I've messed up. Come, Holy Child, make my life better than it is. Come, Holy Child, join in our dance. Come, Holy Child. We're always calling out, come, to the child. Come. Come walk through the aisles of the store with me. Come walk through the aisles of my heart. Come fix all the stuff that I've messed up. Come fix all the stuff I'm probably going to mess up. Come, come. We're always calling to the child. We're always calling to God to come. Come explain what life is really all about. We don't have to say that. He comes tonight. Now he comes. No more calling out. He calls to us and says, you come, come dance. Can't you feel the dance in your heart? Couldn't you feel it when Bill and Christine begin to play? When some of your feet beginning to move? Or some of you thinking, gee, I feel like dancing, but I'm in church, can't do that. There's no church and other stuff anymore. There's no boundaries. There's no divisions. They're all smashed to pieces. God comes to us. And all the boundaries disappear. There's not church music and other stuff. There's no part of this earth God does not touch. There's no part of our lives that he doesn't touch. My friend, whose name I'll keep out of it, we're doing house blessings and tantalons. He says, no, don't go back in the back bedroom. I don't want God to see what the bedroom looks like. God knows what all of our bedrooms look like. He knows what's under the bed. He knows the whole stick. It's his world. He comes to you and to me. In the season of giving gifts, we get given this gift tonight. You and I get given the mystery of God this night. There aren't any answers in life that aren't here now. You won't get any closer to heaven than here tonight. It's all here. And the surprise is, the mystery of God looks like you and me. The mystery of God looks like Brad and Mary and you and Irene. The mystery of God looks like you and me. Crowded in this place. All of us together. People we get along with, people we don't get along with. All of us mixed up in this together. No more crying out, come, come. He comes. And all the boundaries disappear. And if this holiday season, a part of you breaks because you're missing others, they're here tonight. The first Christmas Eve service, I looked it up in the book. I don't know what happened the first Christmas Eve service. It's not written down in the book. The second Christmas Eve service in 1905, there were 20 people here and the offering was $10. All the people that have broken the trail for you to get to here tonight are here. 1910, a dog team came through the door on Christmas Eve with a guy in a Santa Claus costume passing out costumes right through the door. They're here. The one you miss, the one your heart breaks, they're here tonight. There aren't any boundaries. There aren't any divisions. There's no part of my life and your life God doesn't touch. We crowd in around this manger, this child, quietly, because I've learned through baptisms, you don't talk in a loud voice with babies, you talk quietly. So quietly, and in the quiet of our hearts, the child comes. We talk quietly with babies, gently. We tiptoe up to the child, all of us crowded in together. The child opens its eyes, jumps a little, because there's a lot of us. And then looks at you, looks at me, and in those eyes, he knows everything I've done. All the parts that I wish I hadn't done, all the parts I'm going to do that I wish I hadn't done. He knows all that stuff. And yet, he smiles at you and me. There's no judgment at Christmas. Nobody stands outside the barn and says, I'm sorry, you're not good enough to come in here. This night, we're all shepherds. We're all Persian astrologers. We're all wise men and wise women. We're all children crowded around that manger. And the mother looks over across and picks up the child and says, do you want to hold him? How could I dare hold this child? And yet she asks, do you want to hold this child? And we bend over and pick up the child and hold the child so close, protecting the child. We bend our head down to listen to the soft breath of the child against our cheek. And in that breath, the soft, in that breath, are summer flowers. In that breath, are birds singing. In that breath, are geese flying in the spring. In that breath, is green grass. In that breath, are rainbows. In that breath, is jig music. In that breath, is grandmothers jigging out on the floor. In that breath, is all of life and all the laughter and all there is to life is in that breath. Beginning again, beginning again, beginning again. Always beginning again. But what about, does it matter? It begins again. It begins again. This night, it all begins again. It all begins again. But Christmas comes. Christmas comes with an invitation. Last night, I was reading an essay. Well, you got to read something. By a guy who lived in an island off northern Antarctica for 20 years. Like I said, you got to read something. And he lived on this island mostly year-round for 20 years because he really wanted to know about penguins. And he really knows about penguins now. He doesn't have much of a home life, but he really knows about penguins. And the writer of the essay asked him, why did you do this? Live on this island where there's a whole bunch of penguins, or there used to be. And he said, well, I always figured if you really wanted to understand something, you had to live in it. If you really want to understand Christmas, you have to live in it. Not just tonight. Oh, child, we say as we hold him in his arms, this world is still as messed up as it was when you first came. It's still dark. There's still Herods. There's still Caesars. There's still crosses out there. There's still darkness. But, oh, child, since you first came, this world is touched with starlit wonder and singing angels every place we go. When the angel appears to the shepherds and says, guess what? All this is happening right over there. Go. Don't be afraid. Go look and see. And this will be a sign for you that it's really true what I've told you. The angel then does not say, this is what you'll see over there. You'll see a giant 97-foot rainbow and a deep voice saying, this is it. That's not what the angel says. The angel doesn't say, there'll be 7,000 brass bands and elephants dancing and you'll know that it's really true. He doesn't say that. The angel doesn't say anything like that. The angel says, you go over into that town and you will see this. You will see a baby. No big rainbows, no dancing bands, anything else. You will see a child, a baby. And that will tell you that it's true. You will see a baby and know that God has touched this world. And it's coming. And when it comes time for this child to walk into death. When it comes time for this child to walk into death, and he sits with his friends on a Thursday night at this fancy meal, he picks up a piece of bread and says, this is my body given for you. Because of Christmas, all the common parts of life are now uncommon. And all the ordinary folk are extraordinary. Because of this night, the path of Christmas. Is each day tracking that moment of wonder. And you will find it in the common, uncommon parts of life. Babies, children, pieces of bread. The songs of life. Each day, if I really want to understand something, said the guy in Antarctica, the best way to understand it would be to live in it. Come, says the child. That's the invitation of Christmas. Come, says the child, and follow that star through all the moments of life till finally world without end. That's all Christmas forever. Amen. So I invite you to stand, people of Christmas, as we continue with the Nicene Creed, page 358. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified.
He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures.
ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The prayers of the people are Form 6, page 392, either standing or kneeling, whatever you're comfortable with.
In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people, their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors.
And for those who are alone. For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who are sick, the friends, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Catherine, our presiding bishop, Rustin, our assisting bishop, and all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and His Church.
The special needs and concerns in this congregation.
For those who are away from home. For those in the hospital, including Father Steve Matthew. Gift of children. For those who've gone before us.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
For Ellen, Robert, Mildred,
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy
upon us, most merciful Father, and your compassion. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, have mercy on you and forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit keep you in eternal life. Amen. Everybody gets to jump to their feet. It's Christmas. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Share that with everybody else in here. One at a time. Moving along, because there's another service at 11 o'clock this morning. This is we've stayed up this late, we might as well stay up till sunrise. This is a time in the service when we do announcements. The only announcement you need to know is it's Christmas. There's a whole lot of stuff going to happen in the next 2 weeks. There's a schedule of some of it here in the program, so you might want to take this home with you. There's church tomorrow at 11. There's dances and food and rap concerts and fires and all kinds of stuff happening in the next 2 weeks. If there aren't any other announcements we really need to do, remember the words of our Lord, it's more blessed to give than to receive. The choir is going to sing. Yay! Standing. We continue now on page 361 of the Red Prayer Books, if you've got one. Page 361. The Lord be with you tonight.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. It's Christmas.
We lift
up the Lord. Yay. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man in the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the slavery of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you tonight, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Thank you.
the prayer continues now, you can keep standing if you wish, or sit, or kneel, whatever helps you to pray in your heart. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us all for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the Thursday night, he was handed over to suffering and death. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, then, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim together the mystery of faith. Christ is God. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you now in unity, constancy, and at peace. And at the last day, bring us with all those we love, with all your saints, into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in our language.
And what you say to the questions, no reason to do the no. The go get father, the juice, the inchy says the good thing. Nankara kota gonchi. He drinks it, no one has lost it. Trindo, Tekutanasha and Hoshi. No Hotuandu, no Hot Oanku Chinli. Natso, I not to Gondu, no Hot Hanky Titten. Good son, Oanku Chitelli. Go get Kutan Tai Kutsa, no Hot Hano Airshow. Go to Gondu, good son, Kayanonchi. Go Hajiu, Nizanisi. Go get Quadat, I call Quatis. Amen.
We are bold to pray with her, saying, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Thank you.
gifts of God for you, who are also the gifts of God. The gifts of Christmas for you, the people of Christmas. Take them in remembrance that Christ dies for you. And feed on Him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Christmas feast. This is it. It's Christmas. No one's turned away. It's Christmas. All are invited to come and share. For those of you in the back, we'll be bringing communion back to you. All of us up here are your servants. Servants eat last. We invite the front pews to come forward first to receive. But give us a minute to sort out what we're doing. page 365 of the Red Prayer Books. One last prayer together this Christmas night. Page 365, as we pray together. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you fed us with spiritual food.
Send us out of the world with peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of God. The peace of snow falling softly on a winter's night. The peace of birch trees in the fall time. The peace of geese on the wing in the spring. The peace of Christmas. The peace of God, the surprises of God, the laughter of God, the music of God, the dance of God, which passes all understanding in the darkness of this world. Keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the blessing of God Almighty, the Father who created us, the Son who only loves us, and the Spirit that binds us together, seen and unseen, be with us this holy night through the end of time. Amen. Hymn 100, Joy to the World. use to rush off just yet. It's not even 1 o'clock, and it's taken all your life to get to here this Christmas. Please kneel if you can while we sing now Silent Night. Hymn 111. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which fills everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory. Don't be afraid, the angel said. Just go look. Go in peace then, giving thanks to God. Alleluia, alleluia.